Today's gospel, our Lord is clearly speaking to us about the difference between his way and the way of the world, and it is the way of the world that will always persecute the way of Christ, and our Lord draws no lines. He says even our parents, our brothers, our relatives, and our friends can be imbued with a worldly spirit, and if they are, then they too will persecute the members of the mystical body. And so in today's first reading, we see that we truly need not fear, as the Lord is instructing us in today's gospel, because in the end, he will judge all kingdoms and all kings, and ultimately, each and every one of us, he will judge us in regards to whether we have been friends of the Lord or we have been enemies of the Lord, and we will pay with an eternal recompense for each. For those who choose to serve the Lord in this life rather than preserve their life according to worldly standards, then they will enter into that abode of the Father. For those who choose to attack the principles of Christ in this life by worldly standards, then they will pay the ultimate price of eternal damnation in hell. And so we truly have much to be fearful for, but much to rejoice for, because the devil is always trying to lead us astray by the false errors and notions of the world, holding out to us that false promise of being able to pursue pleasure in this life and not having to worry about paying for it in the life to come. But every man knows in the depths of his conscience that we will be judged by all actions, and it is not permissible for human beings to go about in this life doing whatever they will, or as the modern world has said, let the pursuit of pleasure be the end all, and that is, let us be a law unto ourselves and to do what we will. And yet, we each and every one know that in the depths of our heart, it is the will of God that we must strive to do. And so, we have much to be thankful for, because we are members of that body that is the safeguard, the only haven for safety in this world, Holy Mother Church. And by it we receive all those graces to persevere, as our Lord says, until the end. And we have the ability to pray and to do penance and to offer our sacrifices for the souls of all those who have not come to know the Lord in his mystical body. And so let us strive always to be a good witness to the world, knowing, as the Lord tells us in today's gospel, that sometimes the greatest witness we can give to the world is be willing to give up our lives rather than to compromise even the smallest tenet of our faith, compromise it for the tenets of this world. And so, if we are faithful to him, he truly will be faithful to us, because he can neither be deceived nor can he deceive. And so the Lord is true to his promise for those who serve him in this life. And so let us strive always to seek that kingdom in which we need not fear the hand of God writing judgment against it, because as we learn from the scripture, as the Father himself tells us, "This is my Son, behold him in whom I am well pleased." And so let us also be well pleased in the Lord and what he has done for us, and show him that by the gratitude by which we are willing even to give up our lives rather than to give testimony that is contrary to truth, that is false testimony, and hence contrary to Christ. And so we truly have much to rejoice, for in this day and in our age, the battle rages earnestly for the salvation of souls. And so let us show forth by our faithfulness to Holy Mother Church the triumph of Christ the King over all souls and all kingdoms, as we strive to eliminate the errors from society, but always claiming the souls who hold those errors. And let us always strive each and every moment of our lives to rid ourselves from all those errors, all those faults and failings by which we block complete and total union with our Lord and Savior. And so let us truly rejoice, for the Lord has come. He has warned us. He has told us what to look for, just like he had told our first parents. But let us not imitate them in their infidelity, but let us always remain faithful to him who was first faithful to us. When we were his enemies, he offered his life in sacrifice for our sins, so that we could no, that we would no longer be his enemies, but truly would become his children. And so, as good children and good soldiers, let us go forth showing the truth in our words, in our thoughts, in our actions, in everything we do, so that we may drive error from the land and at the same time claim those souls who hold those errors for the kingdom of Christ. And then we will come to know what the Lord meant when he said, "But not a hair of your head will be destroyed." For we see in the body that if we are to break a bone or to inflict some type of trauma to the body, there is great pain. But if we are to sever the hair, there is no pain. And so this is an allusion to what is held out for those who are faithful to the Lord. Not a hair of our head will be destroyed, because if we allow the body to be consumed in this life, either by way of persecution or by way of that white martyrdom in which each and every day we die to those evil inclinations to which we are attracted to, overcoming them by the grace of God, then we will share in the resurrection. And that ultimately is what the Lord means. Not a hair on our head can be destroyed in this life, because if we live this life as true citizens of heaven, then we will share in the glory of our Lord's resurrection, where we, with all the angels and saints, will praise him for his goodness to us for all eternity.